Father, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. We are very blessed this evening to hear, to have entered into you how the Holy Liturgy is made up of the Holy Scriptures. As this text was preached upon back on Christmas Eve, when it was brought forth as well in the historic lectionary. So tonight, Mary's Holy Spirit-inspired words proclaim God's truth, as it is commonly used in marketing themes. Christmas in July takes its proper understanding through this blessed feast day, when yet again Christ Jesus is the proper lasting focus which sees you into the eternal realms and not the stuff of this fading temporary world. Christ Jesus is the focus and entire meaning of Christmas, and not just Christmas, but the entire Christian life. When your focus is on you or the world and what they have to offer, be prepared to be disappointed, for it is all defunct. It is all misleading. You are constantly being duped to follow other things, idols that will tug and pull you away from being properly focused. And they, that is the devil, the world, and your sinful nature, will constantly be whispering that you justify your life, defending your misguided focus, defending your presumed righteousness. This is why the law of God is so hard to hear. It cuts through the fake fronts that are put up with the sole purpose of driving you to Christ Jesus. And as loving as most want to make Jesus out to be, meaning that he would have no law in him at all, hear now the word of the Lord. The good news of the Savior was indeed proclaimed to create God-given faith right from the fall of man. And throughout the Old Testament times, the prophet Isaiah was inspired to tell of the coming one. This rod from the stem of Jesse, he shall not judge by what his eyes see, nor decide by the hearing of his ears, but with righteousness he shall judge the poor, and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. He shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, with the breath his lips, he shall slay the wicked. Sounds like this rod from the stem of Jesse is a pretty serious man who has no other option but to be himself, which is to say that he cannot help but be the person of the Godhead that he is, while fully God in himself. Perfectly righteous, perfectly holy, perfectly just. And that God-given truth is retold through the words to the confession of Mary. For within her song, which you will sing tonight, God brings to your lips, as he did hers, that the Mighty One has done great things by bringing you to faith. His mercy is on those who fear him from generation to generation. Oh, but why should he be feared if he's supposed to be nothing but a lovey-dovey God who inspires people to be nicer than when they were born? The strength of the Lord is shown through the weakness of Christ crucified. God works in paradoxes. For as weak as God becomes, to the point of death, even death on a cross, he still scatters the proud in the imagination of their hearts. That, my friends, is how the truth of Christ crucified delivers God's law to your old atoms residing in your sinful flesh. For through that old Adam, with the tauntings of the devil and the encouragements of the fallen world, you are enticed to be proud and imagine more of yourselves than anything else. The rod from the stem of Jesse, however, casts down the mighty from their thrones. For all are humbled, or eventually will be, before the one who is crucified and still bears his glorious scars. But thanks be to God for such a humbling. Thanks be to God for overcoming you, for breaking and hindering you. Thanks be to God for the message of Jesus Christ, him crucified, to rescue you, for his continual killing of you, just to make you alive by faith in Christ Jesus. For as he kills you, what's he doing? Making you low. And what does he do with the lowly? He exalts the lowly. What does he do with the hungry? For he makes you hunger and thirst for righteousness. What does he do? The hungry he feeds with good things, while the rich, who think they don't need such a feeding, he sends empty away. For as God brings you to struggle with your self-serving flesh, as you hear the exhortations of God's Holy Scripture telling you how you ought to be, loving without hypocrisy, abhorring evil, clinging to what is good, being affectionate to one another, giving preference to one another, not lagging in diligence, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope, being patient in tribulation, continuing steadfastly in prayer, distributing to the needs of the saints, giving to hospitality, blessing those who persecute you, blessing and not cursing, rejoicing with those who rejoice, weeping with those who weep, being of the same mind toward one another, not setting your mind on high things, but associating with the humble, and not being wise in your own opinion. As all that pours into your ears through the Epistle of Romans, and then you realize how you have failed miserably, and how you have not feared the Lord in the least, as you have blown it, rejoice indeed. For it was the rod from the stem of Jesse whose delight was to fear the Lord. He feared for you. This is why he came. Because you, in your sinful flesh, cannot do it. The good news of the Savior of the world is confessed by Mary, and has been by generations of believing Christians ever since. Thanks be to God for freeing you from the law through God-created repentance and belief. Thanks be to God for continually coming through the delivery of his word and sacraments, refocusing you off of yourselves to Christ Christ. crucified for you for the forgiveness of your sins. By faith through him and his merits for you in receiving his truth through ongoing reception of his ministry of reconciliation, you are exalted. You are filled with good things. And he will bring about the good works that he will. For where faith is, good works necessarily follow. God is in charge of both. As he brought Jesus to reside in Mary, in a most unbelievable way, so he creates repentant faith in you, and you are justified fully in a most unbelievable way as well. The way of Christ crucified. By faith through him, you have your only true joy and comfort and peace. And with Mary, you can rejoice and confess the truth of God's salvation of you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.